on KBOO, your community radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor
Negative Lounge.
Performing live Friday, August 29th at the Crystal Ballroom, 1332 West Burnside in Portland.
We got so much power.
How many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Since 1980, Negative Land has been creating records, CDs, video, fine arts, books, radio, and live performance using appropriated sounds, images, objects, and texts.
Negative Land will be performing with Daniel Mensch and Cascadian Knights. All ages welcome.
Not even funny.
Again, that's Negative Land, Friday, August 29th at the Crystal Ballroom, 1332 West Burnside in Portland.
More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid.
I'm Dime Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to music by Michelle Fuji and Toru Watanabe from their insatiable performance last year with Portland Taiko. These two Portland artists have gone through a life-changing summer. Michelle Fuji was artistic director of Portland Taiko for 9 years. Toru Watanabe, her husband, had an artistic staff position for 6 years. Suddenly, this summer, the Portland Taiko Board of Directors decided to do some organizational restructuring. They eliminated Fuji's position. Watanabe soon made the decision to leave with her. After this abrupt change in their lives, they asked themselves some difficult questions. Did they still want to pursue their love of taiko music and folk dance in Portland? In a matter of a few weeks of deep soul searching, they established partnerships with artists and arts groups and decided to form their own taiko group. It's called Unit Sozo. I talked with Michelle Fuji and Toru Watanabe in my office studio before they were getting ready to go to Los Angeles to pick up 12 new drums that Asano Taiko US are loaning to them. They dropped by to talk about the changes in their lives this summer.
Well, we have had some transitions. We both are going to be starting a new taiko company here in Portland called Unit Sozo. Sozo means three different sort of translations. And the first is creativity, second is imagination, and third is noisy. And we really, really believe that this new group is going to be an opportunity to create some very imaginative and new works for the art form of taiko.
So say that those three words all together. What are they?
Again, it's creativity, imagination, and noisy.
Creativity, imagination, and noisy. So that kind of says it all, really. Yeah. But, you know, it's been a huge transition for you because our listeners will know you from Portland Taiko. You've been the artistic director for 9 years. And so, Toto, you've been the resident artist for 6 years.
6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us why you're making this transition at this time?
Well, there were some transitions in the organization. The artistic director position was eliminated from the organization in July. And so Toru and I sort of regrouped and really tried to figure out first, are we going to continue taiko? And that answer came right away. It was like, absolutely. The taiko spirit resides in us as artists. And this has been our livelihood for myself over 20 years. So giving that up was definitely not something that I wanted to consider. But the other part of it was whether or not we would stay in Portland. And we went through some very thoughtful conversations and really love this community and want to stay here.
You know, I'm so glad that you both decided to stay in Portland, because you, of course, came to Portland to work at Portland Tyco, and you guys built a life. You have a house here. You're both married, of course. You came as a unit, so maybe that's where the unit Sozo comes from.
Yeah, I guess that is very apropos. That might be the behind the scenes of unit. But another reason why we thought of unit is because we want to do a lot of project-based work. Project-based and being able to really think of certain creative works and invite, of course, local, maybe even within the ensemble that we're going to be creating, but also inviting some of the very fabulous North American taiko artists that are starting to become quite pioneers in our art form.
Well, I want to talk more about Unit Sozo and also the event that you have coming up soon, but it must not have been an easy transition for you, because it sounds like it came unexpectedly. And Portland Taiko, of course, has been a mainstay a group for a long time, and I've really respected the way you have pushed the boundaries of Portland Taiko to become both a traditional art form as well as an organization that also collaborates with artists and pushes the art form into different directions that have been non-traditional as well. So I'm just wondering, you know, how challenging this time has been for you.
Well, I will say it was a bit sudden, but I also know that many arts organizations are going through that identity and sort of asking themselves some questions. It looks as if there is going to be some restructuring for Portland Taiko and for ourselves. Being a part of the Taiko community, it is about connection. It is about trying to really support each other. That really is the attitude of the North American Taiko community. And so even though our transition was sudden, I think for us, we look at Portland Taiko and really hope that as they re-identify themselves, that they'll be able to succeed and find their own voice as we all are going to be part of a larger community, not only just in Portland, but beyond.
I think that's rather generous of you, frankly, but it's their loss, you know, because I think that you've done some really great things for Portland Taiko, and I appreciate that you talked about it, because, you know, any transition is challenging, and, you know, you can look forward to a new life, of course, but you know, when things come unexpectedly, it is difficult. It is difficult. So what you've done is to really emerge from this experience to create something new. So let's talk about Unit Sozo. When you talk about the Taiko community being very supportive, do you feel like you've had support during this time?
Absolutely. I've been a part of this art form for over 20 years, and I'm also, sometimes I say I'm a product of the pioneers of Taiko here in North America. I started with San Jose Taiko, which is seen as sort of one of the three Taiko groups that are at the forefront of developing the art form here in America. And one of the things about the history for myself is that I traversed not only with San Jose Taiko, but with many other groups like On Ensemble, Taiko Project. I also studied in Japan. That's where Toru and I met. And our connections amongst all of those, and then, of course, that just starts to branch out to many more contacts. When we made the announcement of Unit Sozo at the World Taiko Gathering recently in July, where we were teaching.
Where was that?
It was in Los Angeles. It was the very first World Taiko Gathering. And I will just say sort of a side note, super, super nourishing and exciting to see the boundaries of Taiko just start to open up. Taiko players from Spain and England, Australia, South America. We're talking about other countries all coming to, and of course, Japan. I should not forget Japan. coming together, that's what I mean about the Taiko community, to really speak of our passion, to speak of our identities, to speak of what we're doing. I will say that that was a very momentous occasion to be there, and we announced Unit Sozo there for the community, then to the Taiko community at large, to sort of embrace us and just say, we cannot wait to hear what you are about to say, what you are about to express.
And what was that like?
At first, scary, you know, because Toru and I sort of were, I'm not sure, emotionally prepared, but, you know, getting that warm embrace gave us much more confidence and affirmation. Maybe that is also why right now we are just much more in a stronger place about what we're about to be going forward doing.
How was that experience like for you? Had you been to a conference like that before?
I mean, Taiko conference happened before too, but that was definitely first time the world Taiko gathering. I mean, yeah, that I had so much fun, and then talking to Taiko people from around the world. That was special.
I never thought about like Spain having a Taiko group.
Yeah, and Spain even was kind of new development, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but in May we happened to go to Spain, and of course, whenever we go somewhere, we try to connect, and we happened to connect with them even before we saw them at World Taiko Gathering. So it was kind of exciting to then think of these gatherings as this moment where we can just all collide and come together.
Yeah, so we are getting actually a lot of interest from outside of the country as well. So we might work in Spain or England or somewhere mm-hmm. too. Right?
Yeah, in fact, we're actually leaving for England to go teach Kagemusha Taiko in November. And then Spain, like Toru said, they're talking to us about maybe doing some sort of collaborative work in spring.
Things are really hopping along for you. Do you feel like you have more freedom now in some ways?
I think what we feel, I mean, it's still so new, so it's kind of hard to be thinking about what we're going to be able to do, because there's still the infrastructure and just the stability of putting everything together. But our vision is very clear. Our vision of what we want to do, and the excitement that it's really up to us to make that happen. So that part is really, I think, one thing we're looking forward to.
I'm Dime Roberts, stage and studio, talking with Michelle Fuji and Toru Watanabe of the new Unit Sozo. So I'd like to know what Unit Sozo is going to be doing. And you have a big plan. It's a Taiko group, but you also are doing a lot of things that are kind of different from just Taiko, you know, just doing performances. You're doing a lot more.
Yeah, so one of the things with Unit Sozo is that we are going to do some project-based work. And some of that project-based work is going to really include some of our other skills. In addition to being Taiko practitioners and composers, we are also trained as Japanese folk dancers. That's actually how I met Toru in northern Japan, studying Japanese folk dance at Warabiza. And with this new opportunity, we really get to also erase some of those boundaries of what is Taiko, but go into what is art, what is our artistic expression. The other thing is that education and community collaboration is really important to us. And we still are going to be here in Portland, hopefully bringing the empowerment of the art form of Taiko and also our art, but also teaching, sharing the art forms and performing within the local community.
Another aspect of Unit Sozo you want to do is to include workshops with a variety of different community groups.
Yes, we believe education is part, a big part of our core, and teaching in schools actually is going to already be starting this fall, but also teaching classes, public classes to youth, to adults, beginners, people just starting on Taiko, and also to advanced students. So we are going to be posting that. We're renting hourly in different studios, so we're going to be advertising that schedule in September.
Will you be teaching dance as well? Because I think it'd be great to have folk dance.
Yes, that's another thing that we are considering now on our roster of being able to offer that. So again, we're just trying to find spaces at different community centers or different dance studios. But definitely dance is at the top of our list.
So this is very exciting. I think that you also have an event coming up, and there are a lot of artists involved in this event.
Yes, well, we really wanted to begin with a debut concert. And it's sort of an impromptu concert in some senses, because we're going to have some improvisational pieces. So who knows what's going to happen? But at the heart of that, we wanted to really showcase some of the collaborative works that we've done, because we believe that these collaborations with other artists help us expand and define our own expression. So joining us will be Mitsuki Dazai, who is a koto. If you aren't familiar with koto, it's a 13-string Japanese zither. She's going to be playing as we do a sort of Japanese folk dance-inspired improvisational dance. In addition, the local contemporary dance community is coming in. Mike Barber also started to curate and ask around. So there's a whole bunch of other dancers like Mizu Desierto and Daniel Ross, Eric Nordstrom, Terry Mathern, Carla Mann. Yeah, so we are overwhelmed with the support there. And of course, longtime collaborator is Tsubashini Ganesan, and she and I have been working together on some works. So I'm excited that she is also going to be part of this as well.
That's quite a nice a gathering of artists. Do you think that a lot of people are turning up basically to support both of you? And are, I assume they're kind of donating their time, because this is a fundraiser, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's free for all to come, but we are going to be sort of putting together a New Beginnings fundraiser, just because the startup infrastructure, financial sort of support is really needed, and we really appreciate anyone who could also provide that. Yeah, I will say that it is overwhelming. I think that everyone is coming in. They are donating their time, and they are all coming to support our Saisei New Beginnings show.
Saisei New Beginnings is Thursday, September 4th at 7:30 p.m. at Zoomtopia Studio 2 at 810 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. And admission is free, but this is a donations accepted event because you are starting a new group. You are starting a new organization.
So we have to say, Tolda just reminded me, we have to say something huge, in that one of the reasons why we can get started so quickly is because we are getting drums. And we're getting sponsored by Asano Taiko US, who sort of heard of our new beginnings and our new identity. And they came through. We had this wonderful meeting at World Taiko Gathering, and they are sponsoring us with 12 performance drums, one of them being a huge odaiko, which is about 4.5 feet in diameter. So we'll be bringing that and debuting this new voice, literally, on the drums on September 4th.
So you guys are actually going to LA right after this interview that we're doing here in my home studio. And are you taking a big truck to bring this big drum to Portland?
Yes, definitely we are driving truck. But one issue is that because we didn't expect we are getting the huge odaiko, so we are kind of looking for the way how we can fit the drum to our house, or looking for another space as well. So yeah, it's happy problem.
Yes, it is a happy problem. We are definitely a space. We have a space issue in that we realized after we got the sponsorship that our house won't allow the drum to come through the door. So I know it is kind of a happy, but it is a problem. So that's one of the reasons why we are starting this campaign, fundraising campaign, to get a little help so that we can make our entryway a little bit bigger.
Well, I know that my listeners can be very generous. So if anybody has an available space that Unit Sozu could to basically use for a little bit while they're developing their group, it has to have a big doorway, is my understanding, for the drum.
Yes, it does. At least 4.5 feet.
Yes.
But that's like a very, well, it's kind of a big problem because you need a big doorway, but it's a small problem in the world, because if you don't have a drum, you don't have taiko, right?
Yes, it definitely makes a difference for a taiko group to have taiko. And I will say for us, Asano Taiko US, believing in our work, just right away, and our vision is quite an honor. They are a 400-year-old taiko maker from Japan, and they also provide drums to internationally acclaimed Kodal. If anyone is a taiko fan, you know Kodal. So I will say that it is an honor.
It also seems like with Unit Sozo that you are, you know, with this, are you kind of setting the tone for your group by being so multicultural and embracing, because you're embracing many different traditions here. You've got the contemporary dance community involved in this event, as well as South Indian dance and traditional taiko as well. Do you think that this is marking sort of a new direction for being able to work with a lot of different groups and collaborate, and also to bring a lot of traditions together to create a new art form?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that I would answer this is that for some people, when you see the drum, the most common question I've been asked after performing is, how ancient or traditional is this art form? And I go, well, you know, the drum itself, these drums are very ancient. The tracing it back goes centuries and centuries. But the actual art form of ensemble drumming, what we consider here in the United States as taiko, and more technically, it's called kumidaiko, ensemble drumming in Japan. When you look at that history, it's a pin drop in compared to all these very, very sort of very long lineages like kabuki or no, gagaku. There's no comparison. And really, one of the things, especially at World Taiko Gathering that we just came back from, one of the conversations is that awareness. It's still a pin drop, and we have to be developing it forward. We have to continue refining. We have to continue finding new voices, new expressions. And what I feel that Toru and I are going to be doing with Unit Sozo is really taking that charge, taking that responsibility, and really finding new expressions, new possibilities that this art form can express. And that, I think, is very, very important for the stance that we have. And part of that is by collaborating with other art forms, it helps to inform us about our own possibility.
Do you want to add anything to that, Toru?
I think, yeah, definitely. We're thinking about taiko community, I mean, it's awesome artists there, but I think we're going to be the catalyst.
Yes.
For the community. So I think we'll do a lot of project based there, bringing up, you know, new taiko players' creativity as well. So that's kind of exciting.
I know you're going to have dance, but Toru, I hope you do some singing too, because you have a gorgeous voice.
Thank you so much. Yes, definitely I do. If I have time, yes, I will.
No, I mean, as part of this group, I think that we need to hear that voice a lot more. In okay. fact, I want you to sing something now. Can you sing something?
Yeah. Singing? La, 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 la.
What about that song you sang for the Breaking the Silence? Would you sing that song? Oh, it's yeah. very short.
Would you? Yeah. Okay. 時が流れても
Thank you for doing that. It sounds like, you know, that this is a new beginning for both of you, and perhaps you have freedom now to be more collaborative with a lot of different types of traditions and different types of art forms in Portland now. What is your advice? Because, you know, it's never easy to have something unexpected where you have been, you know, something that you've been doing for 9 years as artistic director of Portland Taiko, and then what seems from the community point of view to be a sudden change where you're no longer the artistic director of Portland Taiko. What is your advice for artists and also people who are, you know, leaders in the community when, I guess, life hands you an unexpected lemon? What is your advice for that?
Let me think on that question a little bit. I think one of the things that this transition really unveiled was the dedication to what the work and the commitment to it. There was a point where, you know, I had to ask myself some very, very deep questions. And maybe for me, it was a good time to do that. I didn't realize how much the work and this art form is just so much embedded as me and myself. I think some of my advice is just to, whether or not it's through this catalyst of a transition or whether or not it is just some work that you just ask yourself to do, is to really investigate why and what it is that you're passionate about, and hope that what is surrounding around you is really supporting that. Because I do believe that there's just a lot of beautiful work that is being developed out there. And what I realized with this is that it takes quite a bit of a kind of ecosystem to make that come to life. So with this, I think Unit Soulzel has a wonderful opportunity for us to create that healthy ecosystem and bring this vision into fruition.
Tota, do you want to add anything to that? Because you've gone through this transition with Michelle.
Yes. I mean, I understand pain is good for artists. But I think through this experience, I learned about definitely believing the humanity as well. And then this experience made... Actually, Michelle and I married 12 years. Yeah, 12 years. But I think this experience made us much stronger. Yeah, so I think I'm really excited about creating work with Michelle.
That was really lovely, both of you. I think that any artist can relate to whether it's an actor not getting the part that they thought they were destined to get, or whether it is, you know, not getting that big grant that you for sure thought, you know, you were a shoe-in for, or, you know, or just having people just respond so negatively to your book, you know, in reviews. I mean, any artist can deal with that. You know, you don't always get what you think you deserve, you know. So I really appreciate your advice and being able to be an inspiration in taking what was really not really a great news for you and being able to make something beautiful out of it. So kudos to both of you.
Thanks so much. I mean, it's really lovely to talk with you, and we appreciate this time, and we do hope that people will remember Unit Soulzel as an opportunity to learn about what we're about to be doing in our new life path.
There's something in Japanese that kind of talks about maybe a phrase or something that you can share about new beginnings?
New beginnings. I think in Japanese always talked about that going to the ocean, like sailing the boat to the ocean is a kind of new beginning. Like that's a new, really good image for the new beginning. So I think in Japanese I would say funade. Funade is like we are going to sail the boat to the ocean.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll be sailing this journey with you on Saisei, New Beginnings, Thursday, September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at Zoomtopia Studio 2, 810 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland, and it's free, but donations are gladly accepted. For more info, go to unitsozo.com, and that's unit, S-O-U-Z-O-U.com. Michelle Fuji and Tota Watanabe, thank you for joining me today on stage and studio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And have a safe trip picking up those big drums.
Yes. Yes, we will.
That was Michelle Fuji and Tota Watanabe of Unit Soulzel. For more info, visit Unit Soulzel, that's unit, S-O-U-Z-O-U.com, or stageandstudio.org, where I have all this info and photos and links, as well as the podcast of this show. Before we go today, an announcement about a concert fundraiser for Thera Memory's award-winning jazz music education program, the American Music Program. The concert features improvisations by Benny Maupin and Terrell Stafford to celebrate the music of the giants of jazz and blues. The concert will be held on Friday, September 5th, at the Winningstead Theater in Portland. The doors open at 7:30 p.m. and the concert begins at 8 p.m. All ages are welcome. Tickets are available at TicketTomato.com. That's TicketTomato.com. And you can learn more about Bernie Maupin or Terrell Stafford at their websites at BernieMaupin.com or TerrellStafford.com. That's it for Stage and Studio. You can hear all the Stage and Studio shows by visiting stageandstudio.org. You can also subscribe to a podcast on iTunes and like us on facebook.com/stage_n_studio. You can also tweet me at @stage_n_studio. Till next time, I'm Dee Mae Roberts. Let's go out with music from the American Music Program run by Thera Memory.
Listen to The Film Show, the fourth Thursday of each month at 11:30 a.m. The Film Show features news and interviews about the local and independent film scene. That's The Film Show, the fourth Thursday of the month at 11:30 a.m., only on KBOO Portland.
Have a go. I'd like to be a gallery. Put you all inside my show. Andy Warhol.
My name's Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Radio. My guest this week is Emek. He's a poster artist specializing in music posters, and his show is on at the moment called The Thinking Man's Poster Artist at the People's Art of Portland Gallery in Pioneer Place Mall on the third floor. Welcome to KBOO, Emek.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you for having me.
There are 300 posters in this show, and you've done how many music posters?
A little under 1,000, probably, right, in the past 21 years.
You go in and they're literally, you know, a few inches apart. There's so many of them. And each one is so detailed and colorful and interesting in terms of the ideas as well as the graphics that it takes ages to go around the show. And it's just totally absorbing. I had a fantastic time there. We could start with this picture of